Hello, hello. This is Katha Vani. Today I'm here with a folk story from the Deep South. It's about a sparrow which was looking in the dirt for something to eat. And luckily that morning, very early in the morning, it found a morsel of rice, one tiny uncooked grain of rice. And very excitedly, the sparrow flew to an ammani, an old lady, and asked her to make it payasam, a rice pudding. The ammani was equally excited, but she was at a loss how to make payasam with one grain of rice. So she asked this little sparrow to go get some nuts and raisins to garnish the payasam and add some bulk. The little sparrow, full of energy now, looking forward to eating this tasty payasam, went about flying around looking for a cashew and some raisins. And it did find these things and slowly flew back to the ammani, the old lady's house, gave it to her and said, "Can you make me payasam rice pudding now?" The ammani was very excited and went to go look for the rice. And she didn't find it. She came back dejectedly and told the sparrow, "I think the ant took the rice away." The sparrow was indignant. It was shocked that the ammani had been so careless with this morsel of rice that it had spent such a long time looking for in the dirt, and said, "Instead of that one grain of rice and my cashews and raisins, give me a whole handful of rice." And the ammani, very knowing that she was at fault, packed her a little bundle of rice and the cashews and raisins and tied it to the sparrow. Sparrow flew with this bundle to another ammani, to another old lady, and said, "Ammani, I have rice, cashews and raisins. Can you make me some payasam?" And this ammani immediately saw how tired the sparrow was, and she wanted to make sure the sparrow could enjoy this rice pudding. So she said, "Why don't you go freshen up and come back after you're a little bit rested, and I will make your payasam for you." And the kuruvi very happily went away to get refreshed and rest up and fell asleep. And after a few hours, with no concept of the time that had gone, she came back and asked the ammani, "Will you make me payasa now?" And the ammani said, "You were gone for such a long time, I thought you weren't coming back. So I used the handful of rice you gave me with the raisins and cashews and traded it for some tomatoes, some brinjal and okra, and I've made today's meal with it." The sparrow was quite angry and upset again, and it said, "Okay, now you have to give me two handfuls of rice, because I carried this whole bundle of rice all the way here, and I'm tired, I am hungry, and I want to eat right now." So the old lady very kindly took two handfuls of rice and packed it instead of the one handful with the raisins and cashews. She packed two handfuls of whatever she could find, lentils and rice, and gave it to the sparrow. The sparrow, now slightly tired but still wanting to eat that payasa, took it to the third ammani on the street and said, "I am very hungry and tired. Will you make me some payasa?" This kind lady said, "Yes, go sit on that branch for a little bit and I'll bring your payasa to you." And she brought the payasa out to the sparrow quite promptly. And it was steaming hot rice pudding. And she told the sparrow, "Make sure you cool it down with the water from the well." Usually when we cool things down with water, we put the container in a bigger container of water to cool it down. The sparrow said, "Oh, she wants me to cool it with the water from the well. Okay, and the sparrow dumped the whole rice pudding into the well and then drank the whole well water along with the rice pudding until she could drink no more. Now this little sparrow was a gigantic ball of roundness, and she rolled to the Ammani, the kind old lady, and she could barely speak. And the kind lady said, "Oh, you can't go anywhere today, so why don't you just stick some hay in your hole and lie down in the barn?" Sparrow thought that was perfectly all right with her, and she stuck some hay in her hole and lay down in the barn. The barn is where the cows and the goats hung out as well, and a few hours in, a hungry cow pulled the hay that was stuck into the sparrow, and immediately all the well water the sparrow had drank came gushing out, flooding all the animals and flooding the whole farm. And the sparrow, which was now feeling quite light and all right, sprang up above the flooded barn, singing, "Everything is flooded. The cows are flooded. The goat is flooded. The Ammani is flooded," and flew far, far away. Hope you enjoyed the story. Until next time, bye-bye.